Some say Odoo business management software is like fertilizer because of the way it promotes growth. Some say Odoo is like a magic beanstalk, scaling with you while being magically affordable. And some say Odoo's programs for manufacturing, accounting, and more are like building blocks for creating a custom software suite. But I say Odoo is all of it. Fertilizer, magic beanstalk, building blocks for business. Yeah, Odoo. Exactly what every business needs. Sign up at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Summer is coming right to your door. With Target Circle 360, get all the season go-tos delivered just when you want them. Snacks, towels, and even pillows. Get it all delivered the same day with Target Circle 360. Restrictions apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
It's all right.
Yeah, the weather's been pretty incredible over the past few days, and it's going to continue today and tomorrow, up to 21 degrees in parts of the country. So if you want to really increase your alfresco dining home experience, we've Chef Dylan McGrath and over the phone Catherine Fulvio from Ballynockan House and Cookery School with us today to help us up our barbecue game. Dylan, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
There's something about the barbecue, isn't there, that we all think we're great chefs when it comes to the barbecue in the back garden.
If the sun comes out and everybody gets enthusiastic about doing a bit of barbecue.
What's the best barbecue performer in terms of meat, chicken, fish? What do you recommend?
A lot of people just stick to the old burgers and sausages, which is understandable.
It's grand.
Yeah. I like a steak on it. I think the key is to get it out of the fridge a little bit early, season it up, even marinate it, a little bit of oil before it goes onto the barbecue. But I like a ribeye.
Right. And it does make a difference, does it, taking it out of the fridge
beforehand?
Oh, yeah,
because, if you take it out beforehand, you're not cooking it from cold.
Okay.
You know? So it's likely to get a better crust. And then season it before, maybe 10 minutes before. And that gives it a good start. And another thing that I do is I pull down the lid of the barbecue so it's kind of smoked and charred. And another little trick that we do at home is when you start it up, I mean, there's different ones. There's electric ones and then there's cold ones.
Oh, no, I'm gas. I just am all about convenience.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I know that's not what you're going to want to hear, but yeah.
Yeah, but
you
use a bit of coal. and then don't cook on the coal until it goes white.
Yeah, leave it till that.
Yeah.
So is it an hour? Is that really how long you need to take steaks out of the fridge before you'll...
Well, I think if you're cooking beef, you should let it get to room temperature. So, I mean, very often when you're doing a barbecue, it's a good idea to marinate it a little bit, even if it's just a chopped rosemary and a bit of garlic or something. And then get it out of the fridge and let it come to temperature and then cook it from there.
Okay. If people want to try and maybe, you know, do something a little bit more now this, you know, spring, summer with the barbecue, really impress the guests.
Yeah.
What's your kind of go-to?
Well, we did a cookbook there and we did a barbecue section. So I put a couple of sauces that are really good. We made our own barbecue sauce, which is something that once you get all the ingredients together, it's very simple, but it's a good solid recipe. Red pepper and tomato relish, which is a great burger relish. And then when you cook something fresh like that, you can see how better it is than the shop. Because in the shop, there's a lot of preservatives and stuff because it's got to sit on the shelves for weeks and months. So we make a fresh relish and it's delicious.
Simple.
People pleaser. All into the pan.
Yeah.
30 minutes to cook. Very simple.
Catherine, what's your go-to barbecue recipe when you've guests over?
Oh, my go-to is Dylan's tonight for dinner, I'll tell you that.
Hiya, Catherine.
Hiya, Dylan. Do you know what I absolutely love is a butterflied leg of lamb on the barbie. And what I do is I put a dry rub with salt flakes, coriander seeds crushed, a bit of dark soft brown sugar, some peppercorns, some garlic powder and caraway seeds, which you don't hear much, but caraway seeds are lovely with lamb.
What are they?
And they're kind of a nice flavour. They're a little like fennel seeds. They're kind of in that same realm. We used years ago in the soda breads to give it flavour, but there you go. But I crush all that down, I rub it into the lamb, and just like Dylan, I would leave the lamb then at room temperature just to get to barbecue stage, and then pop the lamb on the barbecue and just keep watching it. Keep the lid closed. I treat the barbecue like an oven.
But see, I'm desperate now.
Watch
I'm
the temperature.
Constantly opening the lid, looking at it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you see, the thing is, as with all barbecues, you've got a hot area and a cooler area. You know, there's the direct and indirect heat. See, that's the main thing you need to learn to operate a barbecue properly, yeah. Because things will burn really quickly on direct heat, especially something like a leg of lamb. So you do need to move it around. So it's okay opening it, but just quickly move it from A to B if you need to. But that's lovely. And you know what else you can do, Andrea, on the barbecue? Mm. Absolutely gorgeous. You can make your own flatbreads. Really nice,
right. Yeah.
To do on the barbecue.
Haven't tried that, actually.
So then you can just slice up your lamb then and just put it into your flatbreads, and you've got like food in the hand ready to go.
Now that's pretty impressive if you've people coming over, by all accounts, Dylan, isn't it?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Sounds delicious.
I try usually, Catherine, to do, I'm a big fish eater, so I love I always think it looks really well if you've people coming over. If you get like the full fish and get it descaled and leave the head and tail and the whole lot and throw it in tin foil and
that is
my go-to. Very easy barbecue recipe.
And you put it in a tin foil and don't put it on the skin.
No, because I'm too, not afraid, but I overcook it, Dylan. That's my problem. Yeah. I'm too scared.
Well, the skin will stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always dust the skin in a little bit of flour and then brush the bars in a little bit of oil.
Okay.
And it means you can score the fish without it sticking.
Yeah.
And then pop it into the tin foil. And I use those little tin foil trays, which
are
brilliant for
great.
Barbecue. You can just pull down the lid once you cover it and give it as long as it needs.
How long should you cook fish like that, a full fish?
In a barbecue, once you score it as a piece of fish, if it's a double on the bone, then probably about somewhere between 8 and 10 minutes.
Oh,
maybe.
Right, okay.
But it depends on the thickness of the fish and the type of the fish. But and then you kind of release the bone, and if the bone comes away without any pull, then the fish is cooked.
It's done. So that's how you know.
That's how you know.
Yeah, because I have a real tendency, Catherine, I would overcook fish completely. Mm. And I'm always raging
them. A lot of people do. It's one of the things I say in the cooker school all the time. It's a good guideline for cooking fish is for every 1 inch or 2.5 centimetres high of the fish, allow 10 minutes for it to cook. Now, the barbecue is slightly different, but it's like so many people overcook fish in their home because they're worried about it. They wait till it's too dry.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, well, I'm not making that again. And the place smelled the fish anyway.
But you have no issue with putting the fish, listeners wondering about this, directly onto the barbecue. You can do. It's just easier with tinfoil.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can. If you dust the skin in flour and keep the skin on, I think the skin kind of protects the fish as well. And then pop it into a little tray and cover that in tinfoil and pull the barbecue lid down.
Mm. And leave well enough alone.
Yeah, or don't cover it and just let that smokiness all around the fish, which is the whole point of barbecuing, right?
Listeners wondering, Dylan, on flavours to add to the flour, you mentioned meat rubs, etc. What do you recommend?
Yeah, no, I keep it light. If you're barbecuing, you want to taste the smokiness, you want to taste the char, and so don't go too heavy. You can even use a small bit of, light bit of curry powder in your flour. Or just even lightly in a bit of oil and it'll just give it a little bit of spice. But keep it simple, I think.
Catherine, you're running online barbecue courses at the moment. Is there, like, a lot of people have an interest in learning how to master the barbecue?
They do, and we cover everything from like how to add flavour, which will be everything from dry rubs to marinades to a glaze at the end, and the glaze is that sweet, sticky finish. I also cover like whether you're using gas, like I said to you, direct to indirect heat. Safety, health and safety on the barbecue.
Oh,
like
stop,
you need to have a system. Like I'll go from left to right now. I'm left-handed. So I keep the raw on the left side and I move across to the right and the right to cook side. And that way then there's no messing. And the meat thermometer, Andrea, everybody has to have a meat thermometer on the barbecue.
It's a great idea.
Ooh-hoo.
Yeah.
And a good tongs.
Yeah.
Yeah, to use for as well.
A long one.
Listeners wondering about suggestions, ideas, tips for vegetarians, plant-based meals I can do for my friend in the barbecue.
Aubergine.
Yeah.
Aubergine, slice an aubergine. Aubergine's great. It's got sort of charred. You can crisscross it so it cooks even enough and put a bit of flour on it if you want. Or just rub it in oil and score it. And then a bit of ricotta, bit of cheese of some description, some
for
basil.
Non-vegans, yeah.
Olives. You know, very simple, but aubergine works really well. And courgettes too. Anything Mediterranean like that.
Right.
You know.
Catherine, what's your suggestion?
I'd be thinking the exact same. I'd be thinking Mediterranean. Although you could, of course, make your vegan patties with chickpeas and sweet corn, shallots, garlic, lots of lovely spices like cumin, coriander, paprika and the likes, and form your patties. And that's beautiful vegetarian. And then have that in your baps. Then with maybe your sweet potatoes. You could char grill your sweet potatoes as well. They'd be lovely on it. But I would be more heading Dylan's direction with the Mediterranean and even a bit of halloumi, the squeaky cheese. You know, the halloumi, yeah. That's so nice, yeah. On the barbecue. Yeah.
Can you cook game on a barbecue, asks this listener, without going dry? Something perhaps like pigeon. I've never seen that
you,
before.
You could. I mean, it's a bit risky, you know, but you definitely could, for sure. It depends where you're getting the pigeons from, as long as you're not pulling them off Grafton Street.
I'm sure some of our listeners might be tempted to, but anyway.
But a good red label pigeon. Obviously, the legs are different because they're tougher. It's like a duck leg.
Right.
But the breast itself, you can definitely cook on a barbecue and cook it pink and glaze it in something. Catherine mentioned a nice sticky honey glaze that we did one in the book with Frank's hot sauce, and it was great. And it's real simple, brown sugar, honey and hot sauce.
Do you boil a sweet corn before barbecuing it? Catherine asks this texter. Will it give it more flavour?
I do, yeah. I par cook it because it just cooks faster then. So yeah, if you have it boiled, then you can actually put it on the high heat on the barbecue and just get that, you know, the smokiness into it and the lines drawn on it. Because otherwise you're waiting for the corn to actually cook, and that could take quite a while.
Yeah, and that texter is wondering, what makes it blacken? Is it butter that's on it?
Yeah, you can throw we've done it where we hit it with a blowtorch.
we all really, don't have those, Dylan.
Really char it, you know. But yeah, no, it'll blacken on the thing. I think you have to steam it a little bit first, though.
Peter is wondering, Catherine, he says, I never understand how the smokiness can flavour the food if it's wrapped in tinfoil for the entire time. Surely that's just the same as an oven.
Yeah, but you put the...
Go
ahead, Catherine, sorry.
I was going to say, it is a correct point. Like, obviously, if it's sealed in, you're not going to get the smokiness into it. So for me, I would like leave it a little open to let, if you've got something wrapped in tinfoil, just for the smokiness to build up. But you have to have the lid down on the barbecue to get the smoky flavour.
Okay. Fruits on the barbecue. Pineapple's nice.
Oh, that's my thing. Yeah. I love it. Wedges of pineapple with curry powder. I know this sounds weird. Curry powder mixed with caster sugar. Sprinkle over wedges of pineapple and barbecue them. Honest God, it's the nicest thing you'll have, with a bit of ice cream on the side. Never, just saying.
Yeah, nice. I would never have thought of curry with pineapple, but something unusual.
It's a South African recipe.
Right. Sounds lovely, actually. And just maybe, have both of you got any tips for cleaning the barbecue? Listeners wondering about. I had this job last weekend and it is torture.
Elbow grease.
Yeah, it's desperate. The dirt, it's disgusting. And it isn't. You can't just leave it burn off, Catherine. You have to actually just clean it. Scrub it.
You have to burn it off first, though, because you've got all the you know, the bits stuck to the rung. So you have to turn that on the highest heat. You smoke yourself and the neighbours out for doing it.
I know.
And then you do need one of those long wire brushes. They come mostly with the barbecues, or you can buy them as accessories, same as the tongs and all. Mm. And then we this is what we do. We scrub really hard with the wire brush. And then usually the dirt will fall, you know, the waste will fall down through the barbecue and gather underneath. And then just dust it down. That's usually what I do. But at the end of every season then, like, I don't use it now for personal use, I'm talking about. At the end of the season then, I give it a really good clean then for putting it away for the winter.
Well, I thought I did that last year, but I didn't give it enough of a clean, as I found out last weekend. Have you any top tip on that, Dylan?
Always rub the bars down with a little bit of oil. It just stops the moisture or the rust. Or
do you mean whatever. Before you use it each time?
No, after you finish cleaning it.
Okay.
You know, you're going from the water and it's cooling down, and just rub it down with a little bit of oil and it should be fine for next time.
For the next time. Good stuff. Good to know. Dylan McGrath, Catherine Fulvio, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Summer is coming right to your door. With Target Circle 360, get all the season go-tos delivered just when you want them. Snacks, towels, and even pillows. Get it all delivered the same day with Target Circle 360. Restrictions apply.